Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 649 and today I am talking about 2020. I'm talking about my review of 2020 and some things that I would offer you to consider moving into 2021. Now, the first cap of the ranks is world events don't really care for calendars. So come 2021, that's just a reference of moments in time. Nothing necessarily is going to or should change because the calendar goes to January the 1st. Now, I know you know this. I know everyone knows this. I'm just reminding it, framing it for my conversation today. But the key thing here is that we still have plenty of issues around the world to deal with, and as we always have, and as we always will. And that's normal. I mean, here in Australia, 2020 started with bushfires. Well, actually, 2019 finished with bushfires, and 2020 kept them going. And then, of course, COVID became a thing, and so forth. So, among many, many other things as well. But the difficulty I think that we have here is bashing 2020 as if it's a thing, as if 2020 did things to us. 2020 was simply just a reference of time that we've existed through. That's all it is. And so these events are things that are occurring around us that we have an opportunity to choose our response to, and that's how we gain experience. And so it doesn't mean that there's a lot of people that have had horrible moments, really difficult, challenging moments during 2020. It's true. And on top of that, there has been, as a reminder, of course, just without having a pandemic front of mind, there has been those similar situations over many, many years. It's significantly easier for information to travel now. Now, I'm not trying to play down COVID at all. I'm not a COVID denier. I'm not denying climate change or anything like that at all. I'm simply offering an opportunity to step back and see the difficulties that have arisen from the last 12 months on a calendar and look forward into 2021 with the idea of what's within my control. What can I control moving forward that's going to allow me to have the best opportunity to live my fullest life and contribute the most and experience the most in 2021. And those things are your speech, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. It's the four things within your power. And so on review of 2020, it was obviously an interesting year, and a year that will be written about and spoken about through history books for a long time. One of the things that I struggled with over years was this idea of gratitude. And the reason being is that I constantly found I was being told I should be grateful. I should do gratitude exercises, name three things every morning that I'm grateful for, and then that'll allow me to be in a space of abundance so the secret can flow into my veins and I can have anything that I want. And it always felt as wishy-washy, as woo-woo as I explained it just then, but it also came across from people that like just fucking were too shiny, and I'm like, you don't talk like that in real life. Whether I knew them or not is a different matter. Some of them I did. And so because of that, I always felt it challenging to sit down and do the gratitude exercise, until one day where I changed the question. One day I changed the question to, what do I have in my life now that I once wished for? What do I have in my life now that I once wished for? And for the first time, I started to see things that had been there the whole time, well, at least for a while, that I took for granted. Whether that be, if I think about it today, my beautiful puppy, my beautiful fiance, the opportunity that I have with the businesses that I have, the book that I wrote, all of these things, even the car that I drive, these are things that I once wished for, let alone not to forget the person that I have unbecome and the person I'm allowing to be, allowing myself to be. And so in doing all this, it gave me the opportunity to realize how grateful I was. And this is the same feeling that I have for 2020. I got asked a question on Christmas Day, what was the best and what was the worst? And I'm like, there hasn't been a worst. There's been really challenging times, and I'm sure there's other people that may have a different perspective than that, and that's fine. Maybe they've got a worst. Maybe someone passed that could have been saved, and so, like, horrible situations. I don't disregard that. I'm simply pointing out, for me and my perspective, there's been some difficult situations, really difficult. And I'm in a bubble, really, in the capital of Australia, right? But there still has been some difficult situations, but none of it was really the best or the worst. It didn't feel like the right language for me. What was the most challenging and what was the most rewarding? Now, that was a different question, right? That brought up different answers for me that I could really clearly define. The most challenging thing of 2020 and the most rewarding thing of 2020, situation, circumstance, happenstance, whatever you want to call it. And so when we look back on 2020, rather than thinking it was a bad year or a good year, as if they have some sort of, you know, Russian roulette with it, so to speak, the way that I would offer you to consider your review on 2020 was, how did you respond with it? The life events that occurred around you that were out of your control, how did you respond to it? And in what areas can you respond in different ways in the future that are going to allow you to experience life more richly, that are going to allow you to grow as a person? What are the practices, the exercises, the developments that you as an individual can take on in 2021 that are going to allow you to grow? One of the things that I decided to change in 2020 was I was no longer interested in being good. I started to become interested and shift my focus to being experienced. And the big shift on that allowed me to see things differently. And what I stopped doing was attempting to appease people for the sake of appeasing them, for the sake of deeming that I'm going to be good, and then maybe one day I'll arrive because someone's going to let me know. And it means that I could see experiences for what they were and start to choose how to respond to it based upon my own development and therefore the development of the people around me. And so on review of 2020, there was ample opportunity for that. There was lots of adversity all around the world. And we as individuals have an opportunity to respond to that, to sharpen our knives, to sharpen our axe, to sharpen our tongue, our wit, our knowledge, our understanding, our self-awareness, our physical being. All of it. That opportunity is there. And it's going to be there for you in 2021 as well. So what are the lessons you're going to take into 2021? That's the question here. That's what the review is for, right? What are you going to leave behind? And when I say that, it doesn't mean I'm going to leave this person behind. Why don't you leave behind the reason why they came into your life in the first place? Because that's on you, right? You can leave that person there and you're just going to replace them with someone new. Right? It's called an object relation. You have a relation and then that person goes, that object goes, so you replace it with a new object. The last thing to think about, and this goes back to a podcast I've mentioned numerous times now, but it's really important, is you're the surfer. You're not the wave. You're surfing the wave. Don't confuse yourself as the wave. As things happen around you, don't personalize that. That's not you. You surf it. And the more that you surf, the better surfer you become. So on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza, all the best for 21. I'll see you soon.